Yesterday,
we introduced the machlokes between the Gemara, the two days. Why the Gemara said Ratzu? Is Ratzu going on the chalukah or is Ratzu going on the wall? If you hold Ratzu is going on the wall, so then obviously you hold Hezek Riyas Lav Shmei Hezek, because you wouldn't be obligated without Ratzu. That's the implication of the Gemara. That's the nekuda, that's the yisoid of our entire sugya. So we pointed out a few different kashas. Number one, mechatesi, if you hold like that shita of hezek ria lav shmei hezek, and everything that's kicking over here and triggered over here is based off of ratzu, it's based on our arrangement. So shouldn't we be the ones who now are going to define the way our wall looks? How does that even fit into the Mishnah? Gvil, gazis, all the different parameters of the specific type specifications of the walls. El Chayr should not be automatic, and it shouldn't be any klalim. And how does the Gemara say? Oh, v'chein begina. What do you mean? There's no whatever you decide. Whatever. Maybe you could say that the Gvil and Gazis is an umdino. We can guess. This is what they want. But if they specify otherwise, then it should be otherwise. It has no standards, and you can't carry it over from one chutzner and courtyard to a gina or anything. So bechlal, the whole Mishnah needs serious explanation according to the Manda Amr, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. In addition, I asked, is why does Rashi in the Manda Amr in Dibra Maschel, the time of the Ratzu, in the Manda Amr of Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, why does Rashi say v'chivu chachamin? Who are the chachamin? What chachamin? This is Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. There is no din. There is no chacham. There are no rabbis. This is us. It's our arbitration. It's our ratzon. It's our sheifis, our ritzoinis. It's a frum zach. You're all opting in. You're volunteering. In addition, I threw on, how do you understand, according to the Manda Omer, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, standards of the Taisvis and Gvil, that this is, you can't go lower, you can't go higher. What's the whole limit factor? What's going on here, Bechlal, Rabbi Yisrael? Again, reiteration of the same exact Yisoid, same exact Kasha, that really is glaring when a person opens up a Bava Basra on that Bezum Bez. Yeah, Adam.
We're confused about what the Chachamim are saying about that, but aren't they saying like that Yechayev and Gvil exists or whatever it is?
Well, I wouldn't have said that Chacham have anything to do with you if you're in a Manda or Meratzu. It's you.
But we already established that it's already a Minhag HaMedina.
But there is no Minhag HaMedina. There's no Chi of Kosel. I'm opting in. What are you establishing? That's according to Manda or Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. But according to Manda Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, what do I have to do with anyone else? I'll sit down with my partner, with my neighbor, and we'll decide what we're going to do. That's L'chayra Mikufya, what I would have said. There's a kasha, Reb Kiva Eger, in his tshuvas, that Reb Kiva Eger asked the following shiloh. Reb Kiva Eger asked in Siman Kuf Bei Dalet, said the tshuvas called Hezek Ria. Reb Kiva Eger asks, based on the rush that we spent time on, the rush is a machlekes between the Yesh Mefarshim and himself, whether or not a person can opt to say, I'm going to use Hutzav Adafna, a lower standard wall, but it's going to be totally on me and not on the two of us. Can a person do that or not? So the rush was of the opinion that avada, a person could do that, because he's being masalik to Hezek Ria. And we spent a long time on that rush, how it fits in with other rushes, not for now, but that was the site of the rush, however you understand that rush in terms of the context of what the nature of Hezek Ria and Shutfin and the entire Hakdama that we had to the Masechta many months ago. Frechter Kiva Eger, I don't understand the diuk of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Taima deratzu, haloi deratzu loy mechayiv, it must be Zetman Fundo, you see from here that what? That Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, Frechter Reb Kiva Eger. Why do you see from here Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek? Because the Gemara said there was no other option of how do you understand the word Ratzu? Right? How do you understand the word Ratzu? There's no other purpose for a kinyan. So the Gemara has to say, no, maybe Ratzu is for what? A chaluka. It's not going on the Chi of Kaisel, it's going on the chaluka. It was a chatzar she'im bodin chaluka, and then they decided to be chaylik, so therefore it's not a raya against the mandamer hezgriya shmehez. Practic kiveiger, according to the Rosh, there's another option what the Ratzu is. Let's say we make a kinyan. Even according to the mandamer hezek riya shmei hezek, there still is a benefit of having a ratzu. What's the benefit of having a ratzu? Even according to hezek riya shmei hezek. According to who? According to the shita of the Rosh. What? Liev, what's the benefit? Meaning, I don't want you to opt out and to say, I'm going to do a hutzah v'dafta. I want to be mechay of you. And you're going to what? You're going to play by a shutfus over here. You're going to do gvil v'gazis, and it's going to be on both of us. You're not going to pull any shtick that the Rosh says you're able to do. Maybe that's the ratzu. So memela frekter b'kiveheger, what's the whole diak of the Gemara? Time of the ratzu, time of the letter ratzu. What do you mean? There's another purpose of the ratzu. Once you learn a Rosh, and you go in depth, you understand that there's much more to Hezekria than more than meets the eye than what the Gemara is presenting. Because you're learning a B'i and you're learning the Rishonim, you're delving into the Shittas, right? And you're understanding that there's a lot more to discuss that sheds light on the daf. There's the meat and potatoes around the daf as well. So Frechter B'kiveiger, maybe that's what the Ratzu is for. Mimela, the whole Diak of the Gemara is Shver.
The Ratzu is not like the Rish.
Yeah. The Ratzu is to not allow him to do that normal default opt out of I'll take everything on me, it's on my shoulders, I can do a Hutzav Adav. Zokter B'kive Eger, Rabbi Yisai.
Would that be in the world? That wouldn't be in the world of either one, of Hezek or not Hezek?
No. That's a new Kenyan. Even though the Rush holds in general, a guy has the ability to say that, but not if you make a Kenyan for that.
What do you mean, make a Kenyan for that?
You made a Kenyan not to be able to do that. The Rush holds. You ask the Rush is sitting right here. I asked Michelle, Rabbi, I hold Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Is there any way that we can still do a Hutzav Adafna if I take it on my own? So the Rush says, yeah, I disagree with the Yesh Mepharshim about that. Okay, great. What happens if we make a Kenyan to make sure that he doesn't do that?
What does that mean? You make a Kenyan to make sure.
You agree to it. What does it not mean?
You guys made a deal.
So?
So what's the Kenyan here?
So maybe that's the Kenyan. How do you make a deal? Let's make a deal. How do you make a deal? You can't just say, in Halacha, you can't just say, oh, Benny, let's be friends and let's do this. That's garnish. Go fly. Benny can say, shake my hand, be my friend as much as I will. Tomorrow, tell me, go fly a kite. What are you talking about? Where was the Kenyan? You have to make a Kenyan. Okay. Lamaisa, I don't want to ruin it later. We're going to have to even challenge, even if you do a Kenyan, why is it binding? That's going to be the Gemara later on. That the Gemara is going to deal with Handav Gimel and Aleph.
So we're saying it's not Hezek and it's not.
So the Rishon Kiveiger says maybe Rutz was for some other purpose. It was to fly a kite. It was to do something else. It was to lock me in to not be able to do a Hutz Dafna. Mimela, you don't have a Raya Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek or a Lo Shmei Hezek. What's the Gemara?
But then why would you build a wall?
Because there's Hezek Riya, right?
Okay.
So there is Hezek Riya. Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. You want to build a Hutz Dafna, that would make a Kenyan.
But I want to lock you in to not being able to do that. How do I do that? I do that with a Kenyan. Why don't I just say that Ratzu was to not allow you to do that?
What do you mean to not allow you? They both want it. They're both making a Kenyan.
Huh?
Neither one wants the other to do it, so therefore they're making a deal?
I'm nervous about the fact that this guy's going to now decide that he's going to now build a wall on his own and he's going to do it with Hutzav Adafna, like the Rush says he's allowed to do. So Mamela, you make a Kenyan with him not to be able to do that.
So you both opted into the deal?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So, but why are you building a wall in the first place? I mean, there's clearly Hezek here. Otherwise, why are you building a wall?
Why? Because we want
just
a wall.
Just yeah. Separate the properties.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole Gemara just in, like, should face me, and they both would have to want to build a wall in order to be Machai of a wall?
That depends if you hold Hezek or Yishmei Hezek or Lashmei Hezek. That's what the Gemara says. Right? Chaver Zokter Pew Eger, the following you say, he says, Mikzetman Fundal, you see from here, and even the Manda Amr Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek holds that whatever is the governing principle for Hezek Riya is going to apply in your kinyan. What did that mean? It means, the way Reb Nachum explains it, means there's two ways to understand the Man Damar Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. The way we understand it, and the way all my kashas assumed, was that it's whatever we decide. Hezek Ria is Lav Shmei Hezek. There is no concept of Hezek Ria. So now, you wanted to make a wall, for whatever reason, great. So now you decide, well, we're going to fill in the examples and fill in the blanks. And you do what you got to do. Zokter B'kideh Eger, no. The Kinyan means I am now applying the dinim of Hezek Ria to our Shutfis. Means there is a concept of Hezek Ria also in the world of Lav Shmei Hezek. It's not non-existent. It's just that I am not obligated automatically to apply it to my scenario and to my chotzer that's inhabiting me and you. But if you opt in and you say, no, we want to run this courtyard with the dinim of Hezek Ria. So Memela, what's going to happen? Then it's not going to be defined by you. It's going to be defined by whatever the klalim are for Hezek Ria. And if the Rosh says that for Hezek Ria, who did off the works in my property, so then that would be okay. That's the opt-in in the kinyan. The kinyan is not just whatever we say. The kinyan is taking that Hezek Ria that I wasn't obligated without a kinyan, Bal Korchi, I could have existed without the dinim governing of Hezek Ria without that, and now I'm plucking it and I'm saying, even by us, according to the Mandar Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek, we're going to apply it. Now, why would that have been the case? I don't know, maybe by Shutfin, we don't apply Hezek Ria. Maybe some of the Svaras that we said months ago, maybe our initial reaction, the Mandar Omer Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek, is by a case of Shutfin, maybe it shouldn't apply to our scenario, to our situation. But it doesn't mean that there's no concept of Hezek Ria. That's the Yisoid, Mavur, and beautiful explanation, the Yisoid of the whole Gemara, that L'chayr you see from all these Mekairis, is that what? Is that there is a concept of Hezek Ria. And now the Kinyan is just taking that external concept and saying, oh, we're going to be governed by that. Mela, now you can understand the Lashon of Rashi, Chivu Chachomim. Which Chachomim? The Chachomim of Hezek Ria. The same Chachomim that say Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. Once we're opting in to that concept to now apply to our scenario. And Mela, we're not the driver's seats to all the details. We're not the people in charge to decide when, where, and what. And we're going to have shiurim that are gvil, guzzes, and an already pre-existing halachic reality that is above and beyond us. Because that's the nature of what we're mechayev ourselves to. And Mela Zokter B'kideh Eger, that's also why you're not going to have a new option to how to read the Gemara, that the Ratzu was served for something totally different. The Ratzu is to resolve Hezek Ria. If you want to know, Rabbi Isai, what are you making a kinyan on? Your kinyan is, you know what? I don't like having a shutfus without Hezek Ria. I now am saying the schus of each shutuf to now be able to use their property with the governing principle of Hezek Ria. Mela, I'm relinquishing. I'm not in charge anymore. I'm saying we should do a shutfus here as if we're two totally separate balabatim. As if we mamish have Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. Rabbi Isai, we're going to see this in many Makuris. The Gemara, we've already seen it in other times. Everyone agrees to the concept of Hezek Ria. They just might not apply it to Chatzeris. Well, give me examples, Rabbi Isai, that everyone agrees to the concept of Hezek Ria. A gag by another Chatzer, right? Also, you're going to see the Rishayim are going to discuss, what about Batim, houses? Everyone agrees that there's Hezek Ria. That's why, I don't know, this Svara that was said to me, Tzarachin, this Svara that was said to me over, whatever, Julian's working, he's listening to this year again. What does that mean? Hezek Ria doesn't apply to peek into someone's house. It only applies to Shutfis. How does that, the Gemara says it applies outside. I don't know, what does that mean? Avada, there's a concept called Hezek Ria. Avada, you shouldn't be mazik other people's property. Avada Bilam HaRosha was talking about Hezek Ria later on in the Gemara and talks about Hezek Ria. Avada that applies to Batin. The Rishonim, the Ramban writes like that. The Rashba writes like that. I'm going to put it on the Marma Kaimis, everybody say. Hezek Ria is a concept of Chule Alma, according to both Deyas. The Shaila is, what's the status of a Chotzer? So there were two Deyas. Over once we say, no, let's take that pre-existing concept of Hezek Ria, which applies out there, and let's apply it to our Chatzir. So I'm not in charge. There's no other options in the Gemara. Memela zokter pekid eger. There's no option to how to understand the Ratzu also. The Ratzu is just clicking in as a Gria or not clicking in as a Gria. But it's not about you, and it's not about a new stage and a new rush that won't apply based on your kinyan. Memela zokter b'nochem. These two mahalchim are going to be a major nafkamina. Lagavi Rebbe Kiva Eger Shailu. So that's what I wanted to point out over here, Rabbi Say. It's not exactly what meets the eye. In terms of the Chakira and the Mandomer Hezekri, Ashme Hezek, or Heshme Hezek, that, oh, nothing exists, it's the land of make believe according to the Mandomer Hezekri, Ashme Hezek. We're going to fill in all the details, it's all a free for all. You decide whatever you want, and that's the relevance in terms of Hezekri, Ashme Hezek. No! You have Kama Vakama Vakama Rayas from many of the Rishonim that it's not so, and that that's not the way it works. So, Mamela, it's kicking in a pre existing Hezekri. Yeah. So one is what I'm suggesting right now is that, one is the way I assumed originally, is that Hezek Riel Afshme Hezek means just doesn't exist in the world of Chatzar. And mainly you're in control, you decide what the details are, and what your kinyan is about. It's a very hard mahalach. Although it sounds like that in the Gemara, that and our initial approach to the sugya is that that's what Hezek Riel Afshme Hezek, and then you would have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Oh, so maybe my Ratzu was for a totally different purpose, to say that you can't do X and you can't do Y, even though, according to Manu Hezek Riel Afshme Hezek, you would have been able to lock yourself into that, or no. Time of the Ratzu is just taking the concepts and the pre-existing halakhic reality of Hezek Riel Afshme Hezek and applying it in a situation where I wouldn't have been forced into that beforehand.
Yeah, the first one is just that Hezek Riel is
nothing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we have common kamarai is not to say like that. Yeah.
So those are both under. Those are both in the Rabbi Nachum.
So, Rabbi Nachum presents this chakira, but he brings many different rayas to this yisod that clearly Rashi didn't hold like that. Clearly Tosfos didn't hold like that. If you want to know who holds like that at the end of the day, it's not clear.
And Rabbi Kiva Eger would seemingly be more like the first mahalach.
I don't know. After his answer, maybe not. Maybe his answer is goofa holding like this. When he says, you can't create a presentation like this. Because even the Mandomer Hezekri Alav Shmei Hezek, when you're making a kinyan, you're going to be governed by Hezekri Shmei Hezek. Maybe that's goofa where Rabbi Kiva Eger means. Okay, he doesn't speak this out, but maybe that's really what the Yisoid is coming from. And Memela, that's why a person would say like that. And if you would hold like his Kasha, so then you were holding like the first Mahalo. Yeah.
The rush that we explained the first sugya 3 whatever it was, that like if you remove the sivas at the kana, that fits into both.
Yeah, that's what I told Yosef yesterday. This has no bearing on whether or not you learn shutfis or hezek. There's no shaychus. That was just a kasha. I had to understand the rush. I mean, it might fit better. Yes, it has no bearing. It just makes sense to say, you know, I don't even want to say it. I don't want to confuse anyone. Yeah.
I'm just a little confused on the question and the answer. Like, just like,
how do you understand this lashon of chivu chacham?
I mean, the question of why does the Gemara feel compelled to choose either?
Rabbi Kiva Eger's question.
Yes.
Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is like this: Time of the ratzu, haloi ratzu, haloi ratzu. You're loy mechayev, right? So it must be like the manda omer hezek riel afshmei hezek, right? Because the only right. So and then the Gemara says no, ratzu was for what? A chaluka, because it was a chatzar sheim bo gimel chaluka, right? Good. Frekter Kiva Eger, one second. There's another option. There's a rush. The rush tells me in a normal situation of hezek riel afshmei hezek that you have an option usually to take it, the onus all upon yourself. So maybe the Ratzu was for that purpose. Maybe the Ratzu was to be Mechayev you that you can't do that. It's not for Chalukah. There's another alternative. Why wasn't that the option? So that's the Kasha.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
So Zakhtar B'Kiva Eger, if you would hold Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek, and you were making a Kinyan, the definition of your kinyan is not what you thought. The definition of your kinyan is whatever is going to exist in the world of Hezek Riah Shmei Hezek is going to apply. So you don't have an option of saying, oh, I have a kinyan that's going to be above and beyond what the shita of Hezek, Riya, Shmei, Hezek. If the Rush holds, according to the Mandamar, Hezek, Riya, Shmei, Hezek, that I could opt in and say it's all on me, then that's going to be also the din, according to the Mandamar, Hezek, Riya, Lav, Shmei, Hezek, after a Ratsu, after a kid. So that third alternative doesn't exist. So now the shaila is, what is the svar of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Why should that be? Why should you be binding to say that Lamanda Amr Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek after a kinyan, the definition of that kinyan is governing me by Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek? Why should that be? Who said so? Shouldn't it be governing by whatever I decide the parameters are? How does Rabbi Akiva Eiger know that? So Rabbi Nachum understands, L'chaira, one could explain, based on all the diyukim that we're saying. You misunderstood the Manda Amr Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. You think that you're creating something Yesh Me'ayin, we're going to make new contracts over here, we're going to fill in all the details, we're going to decide all the questions, we're going to have a questionnaire, you're going to fill in all your policies and all your interests and all your designs, and you're going to have to report it to your partner and to decide what you're going to come to the conclusion of. That's not the case. Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek exists that there's a concept called Hezek, agrees that there's a concept called Hezek Riya. He just says that it wouldn't have applied to Shtutfin. My initial get-go is that by Shutfin, by Shnei Chatzeris, I don't have the concept of Hezek Riya. But don't you dare tell me that I don't exist. I don't agree to the concept of Hezek Riya, because I'll show you that there are other cases in the Gemara that the Gemara talks about Hezek Riya, and the Gemara never says, oh, Raya to the Mandar Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Why did the Gemara say by Gag V'chotzer, the Raya to the Mandar Shmei Hezek? The Rishonim asked this kasha. Why did the Gemara ever say by Batim, Raya to the Mandamar Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek? The answer is because no one argues there. It's only by Chatzeres that there's a Machlekes, which is Rabbi Yisai, something that you guys should discuss. Why is that? Why is that that the concept and the Rishonim are pointing out that this is a limited Machlekes only by Shtei Chatzeres? If the Machlekes is whether or not Hezek Riya is Taka a Hezek, when you look into something else, is that a Hezek? If that's really the Machlekes, so then that should apply everywhere. You're doing the same action everywhere. Okay, that could be some of the svaras of, or maybe the nature of Chatzeris. Something might be unique about Chatzeris. You'll fill in the examples. It might be many of the discussions that we had at the beginning of the year when we were discussing the fundamental principles of Shutfis, of the Chatzeris that we're talking about. I don't want to explain that right now. All I want you to agree to me is what the Rishonim prove, Dover Pashit, that there's a concept of Hezek Riya according to everyone. And it's not whether or not you believe in Ayin Hara. That's not the Machlekes. Okay? All these ideas of like, is that a mazik? You're going to have to slice it and apply it according to them also. So then, if that's the case, it's not so crazy to say that there is a chivu chachamim. There is a concept of Hezek Riya. And whatever Hezek Riya would apply, yeah, the mandam or shmei Hezek. So initially, I wouldn't have said you'd be forced into that. But now when you're making a kinyan, so that's what you're opting in and saying, you know what? Let's run our chatzerus and our shutfis in a situation with acknowledging Hezek Riya. Great. So then Mimele, you don't define the principles. So Mimele, you're going to have to accept what the Rush concludes. Mimele, you're going to have to accept what's already pre-existing, Chivu Chachamim, and that's the site that we brought out yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, to just have a Havana in the 2 days in the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, now, yeah, David.
According to Rabbi, like in the world of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you're not in Shmei Hezek, you're not in Lav Shmei Hezek, why
within the world of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when? In the Kasher and the
Kasher? In the Kasher stage.
Yeah.
Why would you have a guy who wants to build the huts of a daffin on his property, and why should another, and why should his neighbor
care? I don't have to explain. I don't know. I want it. Okay. I have no idea. Yeah.
What's the nafkamina between a chutzner and batim? Rabbi seems to make like a chilut between, like they're arguing about chutzner and batim.
What a great shaila for Hanukkah. What's a chutzner?
Yeah, it just has like a court, like a shared courtyard.
A public domain that you, the inhabitants, have. Batim, I walk around in my boxers in my batim. Okay, that's my private property. That's mamish, like totally masulik to any public. The problem is that's where Rav Shechter says he has an issue with lighting in the chatzeris. The Chazon Ish says he doesn't even think that we have chatzeris bisman as that, because that's mamish the street. That's mamish, like, you know, public, like it's a hefker bill. No one, I don't know. Why you guys not a good ride? Because you guys walk in pajamas everywhere. You guys also walk in pajamas in the street. I've seen guys, you know, walk mamish down the yellow line in the middle of the street and their boxers. So, I don't know. They're like, everything's a chatzer. You know, everything's a Rosh Hashanah. You know, you live on Facebook. You know, everything's a P- Tirtz uvo fritzim mechilulua, and there's nothing mesulak from the Rosh Sayachid. To be a Rosh Sayachid. Okay, that's a tiny, but that's the side of that. That's what the Chazon Ish had an issue to light in apartment buildings.
I mean, within the circuit, Rebbe was saying by Fatim, like, there's nobody really argues for Fatim.
Yeah. Has agreed, it would apply.
So why are two houses next to each other?
What?
Why is it different than a Chalak, a share?
Because two totally private. There's nothing more private than that. Yeah. Mamish private.
But doesn't a Chalak have two houses with a share?
Yeah, but we share a courtyard.
So that's different than...
Yeah, so Mela, it's like, there's no Hezekri there. Your kid playing elimination, there's Hezekri on the kid playing elimination in the courtyard.
Oh, you're saying within the house, would be this Hezekri, yeah. You're outside.
Yeah. Okay, Chavro, that's the background. I said today we're going to delve into the